Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Cars just love driving through pharmacies.
Yes.
We had another one in Connecticut. Two people were taken to the hospital yesterday after a car slammed into a CVS pharmacy in Litchfield.
Huh?
Both suffered minor injuries, which is good. Minor is good.
Minor is wonderful.
We don't want you to be injured, but if you're going to be injured, we'd like it to be minor.
As minor as possible.
Minorly.
Like a splinter or something.
So on her lunch break, nurse Corinda Cormier was shopping for her son in the CVS, and she heard a massive crash and an ear-piercing scream.
Oh.
That's when she jumped into action. Now, did she really jump? Or
yeah.
Did she, like, sprint over?
She started music. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. She climbed over things.
If she hopped over. Like, she's
right.
Jumping into action.
Nice.
She's hopping like a bunny.
Doing, doing, doing. Exactly.
I must
right.
jump into action.
Right. With my basket. Boing, and my ears. Boing.
I'm picturing like a Spider-Man back handspring over like the shelf.
Yeah.
Into the
like a somersault.
That's great.
What's happening? I'm a nurse.
She can moonwalk into action. That'd be fun.
There was a lot of that going on at that concert where the shooting, where the people were getting crushed.
Yeah.
I mean, nurses just, they jump right into action.
Yep. Thank God.
Although there have been parties at the house where we're about to do stupid stuff, and Jennifer says, I'm not working tonight.
That's kind of like our warning. Like, okay, if you get hurt, you're going to bleed on your own.
Exactly. You're going to ER yourself.
I'll call for you, but yeah. I'm not helping you.
Yeah, I'll be in the bedroom asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a quote from this nurse. I hear a big bang, and I immediately heard a woman screaming at the top of her lungs, come help me, come help me, which is frightening.
They yelled, come help me.
So I was first on the scene. The woman was trapped under a bunch of shelves and things that have come down. I didn't realize there was a car in the store.
Oh, I'd be yelling, get me a lawyer!
End quote.
Yes.
It's believed that the driver, described as a woman in her 60s, may have confused the gas pedal with the brake pedal.
Ah, see, the thin one's the gas, the fat one's the brake.
Now, can we, this seems like a lazy explanation. I want more.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, confused the gas. Oh, really?
Well, how do you do that?
Okay. Well, man, they must have been pressing, you know. Why were they hitting the brake that hard?
Right, exactly.
Okay, because if you tap the brake, like, you know, normal people do,
yeah.
You just put your foot on the brake, you do that to the gas, you're not going through a freaking wall and knocking down shelves and trapping a person.
Yeah, were you hard braking?
In a exactly. parking lot? I can't imagine.
Well, you figure, okay. Yeah.
And why does this, can we get a detective here, please?
Right. And a psychiatrist.
Okay, let's do the math. It's a pharmacy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep. A lot of meds are being picked up.
This is where you come to get drugs.
Yes.
It happens 9 out of 10 times at a pharmacy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And usually it's a CVS.
Right. This didn't happen at Cumberland Farms.
No. Mm. Didn't at the mall.
Good point.
Didn't happen over there.
Doesn't
it's
happen
at the
food
pharmacy.
Store. Exactly. Pharmacy.
Okay.
Right. Drug place.
All right.
Right.
It's not confusion. Gas and brake. I forgot. I've been doing this. Let's see. I'm 60-something. For over 40 years.
No, you sampled your product
it's
early
now
in the parking
that I'm
lot.
At the pharmacy.
Don't drink the
I'm
entire bottle.
I'm confused about gas and brake.
Seriously.
Okay. This is what I want. If I am in a pharmacy and a car comes through the wall and I get trapped under a shelf, I want more than confusion, gas, brake. No, I want, what were they coming here to pick up? Okay.
Drug
test. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
What were you getting?
Yeah.
That
it's still not just adding up.
Right.
Right.
There are other details that are important here.
You would think these stores would have a sign at the door saying, you're in a pharmacy, duck and cover. Be prepared. Be on alert.
Or let's start building cement pillars around these places.
Guardrails would be nice. Put a guardrail around
it. Let's make
it.
A fortress.
Yeah.
Even Target's got the big balls out front.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. And they're called Target. They figured it out. We're called Target. Put the big balls in front so no one actually uses it.
Yeah, people might get confused with the name.
Oh, Target. Exactly. And that happens. Oh, usually CVS. The ones over here in Milford, 3 or 4 times it happened already to two various locations at a... an elderly person sailed a car through the window because they confused the gas and the brake pedal.
I refuse to call it that.
That's what they say.
That's the lazy.
Yeah.
I'm a cop. I see this all the time. We're just going to write this. I'm
on
my way. That's
what she's going to say anyway.
It's why they call it CVS, crash vehicle into store.
No, that's good. No, Phil's right. That's what they're going to tell the cop anyway. It's like, yeah, I get confused.
Yeah.
Was it a toe cramp?
Let's be honest. Right, yeah.
Those are bad.
Or your foot fell asleep. You always bang it. Oh, my foot fell asleep. You hit the gas.
Have you ever had your toe cramp up to where your foot, like all the toes go in different directions?
Yes. Yeah, they totally spaz
out. You just
out.
Wake up in the middle of the night. You're like,
they become the Bengals, waddling Egyptian.
But they keep moving. They're like,
because they're trying to sort it out. They're like, oh, this is wrong. No.
Yeah, it's like eight people trying to get into a car. Like, I don't know, you, I don't know. Am I supposed to be over here? No, over here.
It's like a bad Beatles cover.
It always reminded me of like when you had like a real typewriter and you would just mash all the buttons at once and they would lock up.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, let's...
Toe cramp's
that would
the worst.
Be...
I had a toe cramp.
I would love that honesty.
Right.
Reading a story, car crashes into a CVS.
Right.
She had a toe cramp.
Right.
Like, okay.
Right. Or the bottom of my foot was itchy. I was using the gas pedal to try and scratch the insole of my foot.
Yeah. My cane got in the way.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. You know, the large can of squash that I bought.
My dog
behind.
Jumped off my lap and I went down to pick it up. And then the next thing you knew, I was in aisle four.
Right.
Oh, it's not the dog's fault.
A country song came on. I had to tap my foot to it.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I want more. I want a thorough investigation.
Yeah.
I want more details.
Yeah, I want accident reconstruction, the whole nine yards.
I want more than just the cover story of confusion of gas and brake.
Yeah.
Really, this confusion always seems to happen at a drugstore parking lot.
Yes. Never happens.
Right? It's never the fast food drive-thru.
No.
Right. Never there.
It never happens.
People
there.
Fall asleep there because they're drunk.
Right.
Yeah, the late night one. But the ice
Even
cream place,
they
no.
Don't confuse the gas and the brake.
It's true, yeah.
Have you seen some of these people drive too? I think you get to a certain age where you no longer look when you're backing out of your driveway.
No, you don't.
You no longer look left, right when you're pulling out of a parking lot. It's Russian roulette.
Exactly. Every light,
I'm gonna back
same color.
Out, and let's hope everybody can avoid me.
Maybe today's my day, yes.
My eyesight's not great. Hopefully theirs is better.
That's right. They don't want to bend their head back too far.
Yeah.
Because it might not come back.
You want a great
funny. That would be a problem.
You want a great place to study the elderly? Go to
that
Cherry
would
Street.
Actually be a good excuse for driving through a pharmacy. My head was stuck in a right position.
Yeah.
Or the left position.
Yeah. You want a good spot to be Jane Goodall and study the elderly in Milford Cherry Street. It's a Bermuda Triangle of elderly people. You got ShopRite where they go to.
Right.
You got CVS is right there, which is their mecca. And then you got this other shopping center.
Their mecca.
Yeah, their mecca.
But it is.
It's like their triangle. And you sit there and you watch how many times they go sailing through the red lights with those virtual reality sunglasses on. Didn't even look up. Just kept on running, going. I've had to stop so many times to avoid getting hit.
They just give up.
Yeah.
It's just like, figure it out, people. I'm coming out.
Yeah. And
good luck.
And in the ShopRite parking lot is no different. They just haphazardly magoo their way through the place.
It is really, if you go into a pharmacy, which I had to for when I had my eye thing last week.
Yeah.
And this was just one spot of multiple spots in my small little town.
Uh-huh.
It looked like a friggin' beehive.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of drugs
activity
that were being dispensed. There are people. There was a line at the drive-thru. There was a line in the store. The phone's going crazy. There's multiple people trying to get drugs out.
It was
this
a hub.
And it wasn't like after 5 o'clock or during a lunch break. I was there like 10, 15, 30, 11 a.m.
Oh, the earliest is the worst part. They've been up since 4.
That is true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
They've already had
their,
half a day.
You want to get there after 2 o'clock when they see Questrid in front of their TV set with their box of Cheez-Its.
I'm standing there, and out from the back comes this pharmacist who just looks like
Beaten, broken.
He's been beaten and broken. He's pasty white. I don't think he has seen sunlight in 15 years.
Fluorescent lights, all he's had.
Right. And it's just, everybody says to him, are you done with that yet? Did you get that filled yet? Where is this? Right. Where is that?
That's, I have been that's waiting. It. Yeah.
Nobody says, hey, great job. You got all those out fast.
Right. Good morning. How are you?
He can't. And he probably looks at the, you know, the, there's probably a wall somewhere with like slips or a computer with, you know, and he just thinks, I'm, if the order stopped now and I worked until I was 103, I still wouldn't be able to fill these. And it just keeps coming and coming. And he just walks out. no one in the back behind the counter is even making eye contact with
I wouldn't.
Him.
Yeah.
Sounds like Frankenstein.
He walked across the thing. I'm like, man, I wonder if when he went to school, he was like, I'm going to be a pharmacist.
I'm going to help people.
I love a video of that guy.
Right.
And then now.
Yeah, now he's thinking, if I combine these two medications, I could kill myself pretty fast. If I swallow those pills and take that liquid, I'm done. I'm done within 30 seconds. Yep.
Or if I mix this one with this one.
Right.
I never have to see this person.
All I got to do is just stand in one of the aisles and wait for some old lady to come blasting through the wall. Yeah. Let me stand over here by the books. Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, I got a story about my grandmother, God bless her soul. She got her license at the age of 60, and when she would back out of her garage, she would not turn her head. She would back out until she saw the front of the car at the edge of the doors. Whip the wheel around, back up till she hit the stone wall on the side of her property, pull forward, drive out of her driveway. Now, she had an old Chevy car that had the chokes on it, so it would warm up by having a choke on.
Yeah.
Wow.
She would drive out of Litchfield to Route 8, get on Route 8, and hammer it down at like 85 miles an hour to go to Winston.
Did you call it pinball? Bing, 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 bing.
One night, a friend of hers came over, and they were talking, and my father was there. And she says, yeah. She says, I was following you down the road. I thought I was going to have to pass you. And then when you got on Route 8, you were gone. She goes, oh, yes. I go as fast as you want on Route 8. Now, you got to picture my grandmother was only like 4'2" and weighed about 300 pounds. And my father looked at her and says, the speed limit on Route 8 was 55. And she goes, no wonder the cops looked funny at me.
You said 4'2" and 300 pounds?
Yeah, that was my grandmother.
That's like the boulder in the beginning part of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Did she play that music? She's driving.
Yeah. If you had one of those doorbell cams, you could do that now.
Start the plane!
Allison from the Ridgefield Playhouse. She has shows there all the time, obviously.
Yes.
She knows all the artists. I thought, maybe she could help us.
They know her, too.
Do you know who lives around here we could bug?
Yeah.
So, interestingly, I know some people, but I don't know a ton of people. I know Rob Thomas is right down the road.
Oh.
He's pretty smooth. Easy to get in touch with.
That's awesome.
Nice, AJ.
Thank you.
He does do a lot of charity work. He's a great, like, human. He's a good man. So that could be a good one.
I know you mentioned
Michael Bolton.
Right.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, Michael Bolton. Yeah.
What about, I know Moby has performed at the Playhouse, and he has a house in Darien, so he's right near here.
Moby.
All right. I'm gonna
do you like
these.
Moby?
Yes, I'm going to put these artists on the list of people I want. What's his head to?
All right.
Paul Pesco.
You mentioned Blue Oyster Cult, but, you know, Joe Bouchard, he's Blue Oyster Cult, and he's in Connecticut. He's right here in I think, Danbury.
Yeah, he gave Young Chess guitar lessons.
Oh, cool.
So weird. I'd open the door. Hey. I'm like, wow, you're freaking Joe Bouchard.
Wow.
Come on in.
Oh, there you go. Call him.
Yeah.
Don't feed the Bouchard.
Yeah, he did it a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Ronnie Spector also lives right in. She's fun for like, you know, holiday music.
Oh, my God. How's her voice now?
Great. She's great. She did a show for us right before the pandemic, the December before the pandemic.
Wow.
So I guess that would have been 2019, and it sold out, and she was awesome.
Nice.
I know Keith Richards lives around here, but
somewhere
I think that's a
Fairfield. Yeah,
you know
he does. He's in Wilton, but the Stones are on tour right now.
Yeah,
so he's not coming.
Right.
Well, now he has an excuse.
He does. Otherwise, he totally would have been here. Yes.
Yeah, he totally would have done it.
Or just say, "Listen, Keith, you already agreed to this." I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember you said we hung out that night.
We've had this on the calendar for 3 years.
We hung out that night. We were drinking. Oh, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Cyndi Lauper still lives in Stamford. She lived in Stamford for a long time. I'm pretty sure she left, and then I think she came back.
Oh. I put her on the list,
cool.
By the way.
Why not, yeah.
For Paul.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I do Shebop?
You know, you should also, this is going to sound like a stretch, but it's not, because he has done a lot of stuff at the Playhouse, is Paul Simon. And again, he still has his house in New Canaan. They were trying to sell it. I don't know if they took it off the market or not. He sometimes is in Hawaii. He has a house in Hawaii. But if he's in New Canaan and he's here and it's something that touches his heart, he'll do it.
How do we get this to touch his heart?
Well, so I think that one of the important things that you guys should be bringing up all the time is how much money you've raised for these nonprofits. I mean, I think it's so important. You know, yes, they're performing, it's the radio, blah, 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 fun. But it's really, you do good work. And I think that that's the part that these bigger names care about.
Thomas, for a kid named Julio.
They don't need the celebrity.
You
know, huh?
Down to schoolyard, yes. Julio.
Yeah.
It's all for Julio.
Oh, my God. It's all for Julio.
Right.
Maybe don't say that, but You raised a lot of money for the Boys and Girls Village, and I mean just so many other nonprofits. It's really great. It's really good work. A lot of people don't do the amount of work you do.
Well,
so I think that's important.
You know, we open the door, and then everybody walks through. If no one walks through, we just say, "Hey, well, that was something."
Exactly right.
No one came through.
Right. Yeah, nice and interesting. Yeah.
I'm trying to find the email that I sent Paul yesterday.
Oh.
Let's see.
Different Paul, yes.
Paul Pesto?
Yeah.
You know him?
He's good. I like him, by the way. He's really... We had Elliot Lewis. He's the keyboard. Why don't you just get Hall & Oates? How about Daryl Hall? He could probably call him up.
So Paul addressed that yesterday on the phone. He said, you know, Daryl is a great guy, but he doesn't really like to do things like that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Here he comes.
That would be awesome, though.
Oh, here he comes.
That's right. You have to play him in.
Wait,
and now he's leaving. Oh, there he goes.
Hello,
oh, wait, he's coming back.
Look, he made Sarah smile.
Yeah.
All right. We're not drunk,
yes,
by
I
way.
Said, let's see, this is our 18th year doing the toy drive. Last year, we collected over $100,000 in cash and toys. That gets split between 5 charitable organizations, single moms who are flat on their back, kids who will wake up on Christmas morning in an orphanage, and on and on.
I mean, that's right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So, if you're listening, we need your help. Find us some musicians, damn it.
Help us. Help us.
We've asked you to donate. Now we're asking you to help us put this thing together.
Yeah.
That is exciting. It's like you have a personal touch to
and
the
you know,
event.
Paul Simon, we're not giving you false hope on a strange and lawful day. Yes.
Allie with the Ridgefield Playhouse is on. What do we got, Phil?
I got a call from a guy who couldn't stay on, but he said that he did work in Darien, and Roger Glover lives there.
AJ, don't you know Roger?
I don't know Roger. I know Richie.
Right.
Blackmore.
Richie Blackmore's not living.
Roger Glover came one time to the Village Pub. I said hi to him, quick handshake. That was years ago, and I'm sure he doesn't remember me at all.
Yeah.
We were all having a good time that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Jack Daniels was flowing.
All right. So Rob Thomas,
what
Moby.
What about Southside?
Yeah. So here's I should have just went through that list while I had the email open. Because I did write down Southside. Where is he, Paul? This is what I wrote down. Boyz II Cult, Rick Derringer, who's in Florida but might make the trip for something like this.
Yes.
Skid Row, Southside Johnny, Cyndi Lauper, Michael Bolton, Ace Frehley.
Yeah, those are good. I would add Paul Simon onto that. I would add Moby onto that. He did a fundraiser at the Playhouse that was just because a friend asked, literally.
No. Wow.
And I would add Rob Thomas to that.
Those are great.
I would add those three. Rob and Thomas. Ronnie Spector. I would add Ronnie Spector.
Ronnie Spector.
I mean, I could give you Ronnie's husband, Jonathan.
Like the keeper, this isn't his number. No, I mean,
my
she doesn't want him anymore,
he's
apparently.
Manager.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they're right here in Danbury, so they're really close.
All right. I'll take you up on all that.
Why not?
But I'll put these others on the list, and I'll take you up on that phone number. And if you think of anyone, let us know.
You help us every year.
You know, you do.
Thank you.
I know, I'm a little lame this year. I'm too busy.
Well, we don't want to say it, but yeah.
Figuring. Yeah. Too busy hanging out with the living on the water.
You know,
my brain is going to mush.
It is okay to once in a while to hit pause on life.
Exactly right.
But you're still helping us. Look at you. What the hell is a fugitive blanket draper?
What the hell is that? A blanket draper. Sounds like a nickname. Like you're like, yeah, don't go by him. He's a blanket draper.
That does sound like something derogatory.
Exactly. I called him the other day, guy. He's a serial blanket draper.
He's a fugitive blanket draper.
Oh, look at that.
So apparently he's been told not to blanket drape.
Whatever that is.
He's been draping blankets.
And, I caught him draping the blankets again, damn it. Stop doing that.
Oh, that's one thing way to call it. I was blanket draping.
Nice. Very good. We have a new code for it. What is it?
Police are searching University of Pittsburgh's campus for a man accused of harassing students in an odd way. He approached several students and tried to drape a blanket over them.
Oh. Is it like a diseased blanket?
Like the canary thing with Ashley over here. Chum can go to sleep here.
Mm. They're annoying?
Right.
Putting blankets over them?
Yep. Need to go to sleep.
How is this like a crime that the police are interested in?
Yeah, really. I mean, wait, what crime is it trying to put a blanket on someone?
Yeah.
Unless it's a really hot day. Get off me. It's too hot for the blanket. Right. You know, it's like 82 degrees outside with like 150% humidity or something like that, you know? That was not a flubble.
Here's a news report.
Police are looking for a man suspected of harassing a student near campus. They say this guy kept trying to drape a blanket around the student's shoulders. Police say he may have tried to do the same thing to other students. They say they know who he is. They just need to find him.
Look for a guy holding a blanket. How hard is that? Hey, is your name Aladdin? No, then you're our guy.
That's a carpet.
Shut up.
So he's draping it like a shawl. Like if you're chilly.
Yeah.
How else would you drape a blanket on a person?
Yes.
Over their head or like they're a ghost?
No, it's called smothering them. Yes. Or blanket party.
If the blanket smells like chloroform, there could be a problem there.
Right. What if it smells like downy, like, you know, like that nice fresh smell. Like fresh.
I love that smell.
Like the Snuggles bear and stuff like that, you know? If it smells like that, but like, you know what? You're a good person.
That'd be nice if he was dressed as the Snuggles
bear.
That'd
be awesome, yeah. Really easy to find, too. Look, it's a bear carrying a blanket. Done.
one's easy.
Yeah. Even the dumbest person could find him, like me.
But how do you sneak up on someone with a blanket?
You know. You have to see it coming.
Yeah, exactly right.
This guy's coming a mile. You can see it a mile away.
Maybe he's a freelance toreador. You know, I'm not dressed like a bull, though. You know?
A what?
Toreador. You know the guys with bullfighter?
Matador?
Whatever, a-hole. Okay, relax.
I never heard of toreador.
Just
ouch!
There's a song, Toreador, Don't Spit on the Floor.
It's because they say Toro. That's
Toreador, yes.
You've been fact-checked.
You know, I'd love to get a blanket right now and smother the crap out of all of you.
Me too?
No, okay, you're exempt.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, but A-Boy over there.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
What'd you call him, A-Boy?
A-Boy.
A-Boy.
For A-Hole, yes.
Oh.
A-Boy. Oh. Yep, there's a new nickname every day. And then Bucky Dent over here just smashed her head against the microphone.
I did. I laughed so hard. I hit the microphone. I didn't make the mistake. Stop lashing out.
Okay, so maybe he's a toreador, and he's walking around with blankets.
Right.
But the toreadors use capes, don't they?
Yeah, cape, blanket. If you see someone coming at you, and they're holding, because that's how you hold it.
Right.
You can put it against on someone. You hold it on both ends, and you drape it over them.
Yeah, and with the news, you don't know if it's a blanket, a table cover.
We have no idea. It could be just a big shirt.
Could be a shirt.
Yeah, we don't know. Mm. Yeah. Look at that one up there, fat boy.
Maybe it's folded really small, so then you can't see it coming. So all of a sudden it goes whoosh when you approach somebody.
Nah, that's dumb.
It's like a wet blanket.
Oh,
it's a wet blanket. Put
yeah,
on.
Yeah. We all know plenty of those.
Yeah, it's funny because here in Connecticut, we have people just walking out of stores with flat screen TVs and laundry detergent.
Exactly, right.
Let's go after the blanket guy.
Right, the blanket. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, got to get right on that.
That's
one.
Number one, man. Get this guy who comforts folks off the streets.
Did they round up all the people burning the police cars? Or you
no,
know, the...
no.
Nah. All right, I'll skip that.
Right. Yeah. This one.
Let's
this
get
one.
The blanket draper.
Yeah. Because you know the kids are being offended.
Are they? We don't even know if anyone.
I'd be like, hey, if it's a nice clean blanket, thank you.
What would you do? Yeah, is that how you'd react if someone draped a blanket on you in public without warning?
I mean, look, someone cares. Someone cares. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Let's have some coffee.
How would you react if someone just, you're out and someone just put a blanket over you and walked away?
Right. I'd be freaked out.
As long as it wasn't over my head and a bunch of guys with bats followed it.
Well, that's a good point.
Right.
So we were just talking to that lady with the Pure app.
Yes.
It's a funny name for it. It's being called a hookup app. They're trying to be more now than just that,
which is
good. You know, you evolve as a business.
Exactly.
But there are there a lot of hookup apps?
I think so.
Tinder was that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it turned out, you know, I think it started like that. Then it evolved. Has it evolved?
I think it was a place where younger people could meet. So, like, Plenty of Fish
or eHarmony
had become sort of like, oh, older people tend to go to these websites.
eHarmony is a paid, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So, right there, you're just...
I think the older one's Tinder.
What I think actually happened with Tinder was those were all websites, and this was like, well, we're an app on your phone. So, I think younger people just kind of found that quicker.
There's one for drinkers called Bender.
But I think, like every app, people are looking for different things. Some people are looking for... hookups. Some people are looking for relationships.
Guitar players, Fender, yes.
Yeah. I was on Plenty of Fish for like 5 seconds.
Oh.
I was like, oh, you know. Mm. Want to, you know.
How much of a fisherman are you?
Did you find a fish?
Yeah. Oh.
Went on a few dates. Nice people, you know. And I'm.
But you threw them back?
They weren't keepers.
I did not throw them
back. They weren't
back.
Keepers.
They were all very nice people.
Right. They didn't meet your size or, you know.
I wonder what it's like being a woman on one of these dating sites or apps.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you post a pic, your profile.
Exactly. It's like the books. Remember the old books they had, How to Pick Up Girls, was this big book? For guys, was a pamphlet. Just say, yes.
No, but I think that would be a great segment. Some of the stuff that guys send write.
Yes.
To get that first date, because you really have to stand out to,
yeah.
You know, if you think about, like, if Ashley posted something on one of those dating sites, there'd be
at least one or two
hundreds of, you know.
Yeah.
Don't send dick pics. Don't do it.
Mm.
We don't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Stop bragging.
Not this picture of Richard Blumenthal.
The people that like that are not the people you want to go through life with.
Right.
So if you find a girl who sees that and says, well, now that's impressive.
Unless they're a urologist.
I'm going to date you.
If they're a urologist, like I can see I have a healthy pee-pee, yes.
Right.
Yeah. You'll do.
Yeah. You do the math on that one. I send a pic of my wiener. Mm-hmm. She's going to be coming back from...
Yeah, no. Yeah. Nope.
I get it if it's impressive. You definitely want the world to see.
Exactly,
but
right.
Wait a couple dates.
Yeah. Not right off the bat. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you know? Some people, that's their hello.
Maybe
it's
have
even,
a couple.
It's not even a word. It's just image.
Yeah.
It's
good, like, morning.
It's like, look.
It is a good morning, I can see.
You know, hit me over the head with that thing. Come on. Come on, you.
Yeah. I've never photographed my wiener.
Put that
Ever?
Away. Put
Ever.
That away.
And sent it to anyone?
No.
Anyone?
Oh, so what's this text you sent me this morning?
Wow, that is...
Really?
That blows my mind.
Does it?
Yes.
When you use the word blows, really?
Yeah. I think the closest that I've come to doing that is, let's see. It looked very impressive in my underwears.
Oh.
Okay.
And I took a picture of that.
Right.
Okay.
Like a Sears ad.
Like the Anthony Weiner picture?
Weiner.
Was his in underwears?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. That's better.
Right. Because no, once you put it out there, it's out there. I don't even want it in my phone. Okay, because you just say something near this thing, and it sends you ads for it. I'm like, I don't even want to know what ad I'll get if I take a picture of my wiener.
Right.
Don't even want to know.
You have to reach a certain level in your relationship before you do that. Also,
but why would you want to see that? Like, if Jennifer took a picture of her thing, it's like,
guys are different.
I don't know. I don't want to see that.
Guys are different. I think guys enjoy those pictures more than women. And
no, I like sexy pics.
Right.
But not of the part.
Like, not straight on, but like maybe like an artistic.
Yeah, I like a hit, like, you know, sexy picture, but right. I don't want a full, you know, I don't want to see it.
Isn't the shadowing really helps?
Interesting. Huh. Taking notes.
Right.
Those pictures, the hottest picture of a girl is all the suggestive. Mm. You're looking and you're like, I'd like to see more. Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing?
Hello. I am good. I'm blown away by Ashley's reaction to the fact that you have never sent a dick pic. I'm blown away by that.
Yeah.
Because every guy does it. Everyone.
That's what blows me away, is that it's that common. I mean, I knew it was out there. I'm in my 50s, but I'm not sheltered by any means. Yeah. I mean, I listen to you guys for one, so.
but thank you.
I'm just blown away by that. I mean, I've been on a dating site because I was divorced in the last year. And
sorry.
As far as, thanks. It's good and bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, you get what you look for. So, you know, Ashley, you were saying don't do that. Well, if they're doing it to women and the women respond to that, then they're getting what they're looking for. Yeah.
Absolutely not. So, because I have never been online dating. Never. Not an app, not a website, nothing. And
she prefers bathroom wall.
I receive. There's too many.
Yeah, but how do you get
too many what?
Where are they coming from?
There's too many what?
It depends. It comes from people, from guys that I've met.
What, these pics?
Yeah.
They just meet you, and that's what they send you.
A lot of times, yes.
Oh.
I've never been online dating, so I completely 100% disagree with that.
Well, when you're an attractive young woman, you don't have to be online dating.
All right, so but she gets these too.
I question anyone who's, you know, in their 20s or whatever.
Yeah.
30s
yeah.
Now.
When you're young, you're out, you're meeting people more. But when you get to be my age, you want to meet people, you've got to be on that.
Or if you're really busy.
Yeah, no, I have
nothing. You don't want to have to sort through all the bad ones. And you think, wow, I can. There's a weeding process I can go through from my home very quickly.
I just drop this and find out what I get.
And from that, I'll pick the best three, and then we'll go from there.
Right.
Yeah. I have nothing against it. I dodged a bullet. I hear it's hard to do. I'm thankful I didn't have to do it, but I'm not against
it. What do I hear life story? What do I hear about these pics that you get from random strangers?
Right. Mailman. Happy holidays.
Isn't that weird?
Could be random strangers. Could be a guy I met that asked me out on a date that's trying to convince me.
Right, because a random stranger would be weird. It would be, where did you get my number?
Right.
And I don't recognize that. This guy's, I have no idea who you are.
This one's running for office.
Right, they could send it on Facebook. It doesn't always have to be texted.
I don't know. Ashley, I'm much older than you, but I got to believe you're doing something to invite that behavior.
Yeah, like being engaged, that invites that behavior.
It says, put dick pic here. Found it right here. You got to change the terminology.
All right, Steve. Thank you, brother.
That's it. They've got nothing to lose, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
Rolling the bones. No pun intended.
Hello. I follow a lot of sports reporters on Twitter, and there's a big male audience for sports. So all you need is a girl or a female or, you know, even just a woman tweeting about sports, and guys are just like, I like you.
Look at my penis.
Just right on Twitter.
Mm.
Sometimes it's not even private. It's just like, hey, here's me shirtless in a mirror. And they're like, why would you respond to what I just said about Aaron Rodgers with you shirtless in a mirror? Has nothing to do with anything.
We just got the greatest soundbite from Ashley. She went, look at my penis. Make sure you grab that, Phil. The soundbite, not the, you know. Yeah.
Jeff on the Rude.
Yo, morning, fellas.
Yo.
Good morning.
The goal is high.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, it is not just guys sending those picks. And I can tell you this. First of all, I'm married, 45 years old, but I've got a bunch of buddies that are my age. I've known since high school. They're all single, never married, and they've gotten on Tinder. And on a weekly basis, they show me, you know, pictures and videos that are being sent to them by girls of all ages. I mean, I'm talking girls 20 years old to our age, so a 24-year gap. And they're just as bad as all of the girls that I know are single get pictures from the guys. And
it's
both sides of the spectrum, man. Trust me. I've seen it myself.
So,
the flip side of the groin.
Are they putting their faces?
Oh, yeah. Chaz.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I see pictures all the time from my buddies of girls in a mirror, butt naked, taking a picture of themselves. Like, this is what I'm working with. Come and get it. Just like the girls are saying, that's the pictures they're getting from the guys.
Now, that's not the Marian type for me. However,
they know how to
market themselves to a guy. That's what this is. See, when you send a picture of your wiener to a girl, it's not, you're not wrong market.
Exactly.
Like, this is not what they want to see.
Dude.
Right? They want to see you with a dog or like something, you know,
a dog. That's disgusting.
They want to feel good. Not like that.
Sorry.
Girls want to see a picture and feel good about the person.
Yes.
Guys want to see something, and if they see, like, wow, this is hot.
Yeah.
That's like, worth leaving my apartment for.
I just got a cool car.
The game's on, but yes, I will go.
No, Chaz, it's different. It's just like when girls say, you know, if a guy goes out and he hooks up all the time, he's a stud, but if a girl does, she's a slut. And it's the same mentality that, look, Tinder, I've been with my wife for years, over 20 years. So this stuff didn't exist when we were dating, just like with you guys. I mean, you know, Chaz, you met Jen later on. But, like, you know, these guys all say if this stuff was around when we were 18 years old, I'd have kids all over the place.
Exactly. Marketing to your audience.
You would have a permanent limp.
That is true.
I've been dragging this leg for the last 20 years.
Wow, and these the pictures your friends are getting, that sounds like if they're 45 and they're getting pictures from like 20-somethings and 45-somethings, I mean, that's a...
Well, listen, one rabbit hole they've discovered is there's girls that are younger, I mean, that are super attracted to, like, you know, middle-aged guys. There's a huge market for it. I mean, like, when a couple of my buddies were telling me about that, I was like, yeah, right, whatever, dude. You're hooking up with a 21-year-old girl. And, you know, they'd be like, yeah, check it out. Here's her picture. Here's 15 pictures she sent me last night. Wow. And I'd go, you know, holy crap, this can't be real. It's got to be a one-time thing. Well, and then a week later, there's another one. And then a week later, there's another. And then another. And then before you know it, he shows up at my house for dinner. Like, hey,
I brought dessert.
What's your name again?
Yeah, exactly. Like, next. Yes.
You've met Sabrina before?
Well, it says here in his profile, freelance gynecologist. So that's probably the reason why all the photos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, all I'm saying is I get it. The wiener pics are weird. I would never do that. First of all, look, I'm Irish. So, you know.
Right. Comes with a magnifying glass. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Hey, look at his lucky charms.
Yeah. You'd have to take it at a weird angle. You know,
But like, even if I was like gifted, like beyond belief, I don't think I'd like snap a shot of it and be like, hey, check me out, you know, but, look, it goes on both sides, man. The girls are just as guilty as the guys. And I've witnessed it firsthand. If I didn't see it with my own two eyes, I wouldn't believe it.
Yes. Holy but cow. The guys you, like it. That's the difference. You're marketing. To
some
audience.
Girls like it too, I imagine.
And listen, yeah, Ashley, you don't like it.
Yeah.
But
just wearing a dachshund sweater, first of all.
Look, out of a
There's
group,
a
group
on my
of
sweater.
10 women,
Dick, I love Dick.
If you said to a group of 10 women, you know, do you like a picture of a guy's wiener? I mean, six of them are going to say, sure, why not? I'd
Dick,
like to see what
Dick.
You're working with before we get it going.
Hold on. I don't know if we can keep playing that.
She's talking about Dick Van Dyke.
Jeff, we got to go.
There's a report out there of a recent study asking women, you know, do you put out early on dating, And a lot of them say, yeah, I like to get it out of the way because I want to see if I'm going to be sexually satisfied. I don't want to wait, you know, 3, 4, 5 dates before we have sex because,
you've read a study, I am a woman. There is a little bit of a difference.
Right. Yeah, forget your knowledge. I exist. I immediately trump your existence.
I mean, naturally, yes.
Yeah. Study schmuddy.
Ashley, you are your own unique individual, but I mean, there's
unique
millions of other women out
unique.
There. But I mean, yeah, but there's millions of other women out there, and if you ask them as a broad spectrum,
hey,
what are you doing right now in your dating? I think it was like 6 out of 10 have said, yeah, I'd rather hook up right away, see if they get me going, you know, see if the chemistry's there in bed, because why waste your time? Life's short, I'm busy, blah, blah, blah. I'd rather just figure it out if we're compatible sexually or not.
Chemistry. Let me see your beaker.
I mean, hey, look, man, you know, I mean, you don't want to waste your time, right? I mean, you know, if you get with a girl and you get into bed and she's a dead fish, you're like, what the hell? Why did I waste all that money and time on dating?
And the website,
all that
dead
money.
Fish. Yeah.
No, but this is an opportunity to learn and teach. No?
Explore our knowledge.
Look. Dating is too different right now. I mean, come on, seriously.
Hold on. You're running the table. You're talking. Hold on. Now I'm going to talk. Right. You're going to listen, then you're going to answer me.
So hang up. Click.
So you meet a 10. Let's just say you're not married. You meet a 10. You have relations. And she is, as you put it, a cold fish. You're like, you're out of here. I've wasted my time.
It was a dead fish.
Dead fish.
No,
dead and cold, whatever.
Dead and cold.
No, but my point is that there's so many people with the growth of websites, like, I mean, online porn right now it's the most popular thing on the internet. So
really?
When people are watching,
you have a lot of passion for this subject for a guy who's happily married.
I know. You're so wrong.
You are jealous of your friends.
It's a subject. I mean, you can't escape it. I mean, God, look at the woman that you had on this morning. There's apps developed for people that are like, hey, I'm married, but I'm not happy with myself.
No, but why are you going crazy right now?
Board.
I'm just excited, man. It's, you know,
it's Wednesday morning.
Guys think about sex. Women, generally speaking, like to connect with somebody emotionally.
Yes, that is true.
Yes.
Guys, it's physical. Women, it's emotional. Hold on, Jeff. I've heard your voice a lot.
Take a breath.
Take a breath, Jeff. Love you, man.
We do.
Take a breath. Think about how we're wired. Right, guys, if we were not wired to reproduce, this planet would be empty right now. Seriously? It'd be like some monkeys running around.
We don't even care, We'll mate with a tree. If we
Our
have
brain
to.
Is wired to hunt, gather, reproduce.
Right. In that order.
Yes.
Hunt, gather, reproduce.
That's why you typically don't find weirdo, perverted women. Because the guys are, you know, maybe a wire went wrong.
But when you do find one, that's great.
But they're wired to gather. It is a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's different.
Not for a lifelong thing, but it's like going to a theme park. You don't want to live there, but it's a fun ride.
Right.
So anyway, women are wired to reproduce, right? Not all. All right, so don't.
I'm not saying women
stop
don't
with
like
the emails
sex.
Already. No. No, but what's important to you is this person I'm with qualified to be the father of a child?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's a whole different us. We're like, hey, you think she'll do it with me?
Exactly right.
It's just a different group of people.
That's right.
That's all.
That's right. All right, Jeff. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
Dick.
All right.
Why would you call him that?
Andre did send Jeez. Me a dick pic. The pic of Dick Clark.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right, so you want to talk about Ghostbusters? Did you see the trailer?
I did, you know, and I remember we talked about the teaser that came out several months ago, and you know, it wasn't really promising. It just looked like a ripoff of Stranger Things.
It did.
But the new trailer, you know, which is preceding its opening Friday, is much better. You know, word has come out that Aykroyd and Murray and Sigourney Weaver and Ernie Hudson and Annie Potts are all involved. And they show you in the new trailer, really, that there is a link between the original two films and this film. So I think people are getting more excited about it now than that first. Because the first trailer, it didn't seem to have any connection to the, you know, the first two
comedies. It was lackluster, man. Just too bizarre.
It was Stranger Things. You know, with the ambulance from Ghostbusters.
Yeah. That was it.
Absolutely. That was it. And now, you know, you get pictures of the originals, you know, and there's some sort of familial link between the family in this movie and the original. So, and you see Annie Potts in the trailer. I'm assuming they're keeping the Murray and Sigourney Weaver and that stuff under wraps, but they're definitely involved.
At the end of the latest trailer, you hear Bill Murray's voice.
Yep.
Say something like, do you miss us?
I think it's Aykroyd and Murray.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you have it, Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the whole trailer.
Right, can you find the end?
Sure.
Yeah. You know, that's daring to put that in there if Bill Murray's not in that movie a lot.
Right, because you're not
because
expecting
that really builds expectations.
Yep.
All right.
It does. It does. No one is saying how much is they're in it, you know, but they are in it.
Here it is.
I think we opened the gates of hell.
Hey, have you missed us?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I know it's Bill Murray. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought the other person was Dan Aykroyd.
That's Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So if he just comes in for a quick cameo, I don't know. That's
better not be a cameo.
I think it's
no.
It's risky because
he did a cameo. He did a cameo at the end of that terrible reboot that came out in 2016, the all-female Ghostbusters, which was a huge financial failure.
He seemed like he was held hostage for that, though.
Yeah, against his will. Really?
Well, he said he was friends with Melissa McCarthy and one of the other comedians, and he sort of felt like he wanted to help them with the movie.
He tried.
Yeah.
He tried.
It was DOA.
It was bad.
One of the few things that movie did right, though, was the little shout-outs they gave to all the original members.
The nods?
Yeah. Yep.
When is this opening? This week, right?
I think it's Friday,
Thursday night.
It's Friday. Thursday night preview screenings are everywhere. So, yeah, it's here. And, you know, it's been bumped a couple of times. It was supposed to come out about a year ago, you know, but pandemic pushed it to spring, and then they decided to put it in this slot, which bodes well because, I mean, this season should be a big movie season leading into Christmas. You know, and people are going back to the theaters. And so I think they're hoping it's going to be a big hit. I mean, Paul Rudd was just named the sexiest man alive by People magazine. So there's a lot of PR.
He never ages. Never.
I totally would have done this different. I would have done it with the original cast coming out of retirement. Like something brought them all together and they went back to it, back to the old place and everything. That would have been fantastic.
Yep.
Everybody would go see that one.
That was the movie that Bill Murray did not want to make.
That
Dan Aykroyd supposedly wrote a script just like that, AJ, a couple years ago before they did the first reboot. And he sent the script back. Yep. He mailed it back to Dan Aykroyd with a sticky note that just said, no one wants to see old guys running around chasing ghosts.
Sure we do.
Yep.
I think there is something to that. I mean, to get people in to watch it, it's got to be a new movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
The first trailer felt like, all right, Stranger Things, and they put the Ghostbusters name on it.
Yeah.
This one felt a little more Ghostbuster-y.
I think
probably the best way to go into it is just to not expect a Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If it happens, it's gravy.
And hopefully the new stuff is entertaining. You know, Rhett is a good actor, and Carrie Coon plays the mother, and she's done a lot of good television stuff. So hopefully it's directed by Jason Reitman, you know, who is the son of Ivan, who did the original. And Jason has had a career in his own right. He did Juno and Thank You for Smoking. So, I mean, it's not just nepotism. He's a good director.
I'm going to wait until I can see it at home.
Yeah. I do want to see it, though. I really do.
I do, too. You know, it's that name carries expectations.
It does.
that I don't know if any movie could live up to it.
No, it never will.
The reason why that movie was such a hit is no one knew what they were about to walk in on.
It was totally different.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
And it became the biggest comedy of all time.
The expectations will never be that low again. They're always going to be high.
And like, absolutely. And like you always mentioned, Chaz, the action happened immediately in the beginning when that librarian with the ghost.
Yes.
The cards you don't know what the hell she saw. It's like, you know, in the beginning. Yeah. You had no idea. And bam, right into the opening credits.
Oh, no. The opening segment is Bill Murray is testing the nerd and the hot girl on their.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Telekinetic powers or psychic powers.
I thought it was that. And then the kid,
the nerd, is actually getting the cards right, and he's still zapping them.
Well, the gum came out of his mouth.
Well, this test sucks.
I'm gonna keep the
$10. You can keep your $5.
Yeah, I will, Mister.
I'm like, this is gonna be great. And it just kept getting better.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.